So why do scientists not accept God? Can science and spirituality converge in the sense that scientists will understand God one day, or God will God become quantifiable? Okay. The word science originally meant knowledge, to know. Like we have omniscience, and also it has the word science. So to know everything, there's omniscience as an attribute of God. Now when Newton postulated the laws of gravity, he did not call himself a scientist. It was his principia natural philosophia. He was considered a natural philosopher. The word scientist itself, as we use it, and science as we use it, is an 18th century invention, around 18th century. So the word science itself is used in a particular sense today, that we look for natural explanations for natural phenomena. Now, as long as you're looking for natural explanations for natural phenomena, what to speak of science understanding God? Science cannot even understand our own emotions. We may find that, okay, these emotions are associated with this area of the brain, but that's all. Beyond that, how do these emotions come over there? So, what can happen is that science itself expands its methodology. The quantum physics has led to the postulation, at least, that consciousness is a fundamental reality, because much in quantum physics is observer specific. The waves of quantum physics, they collapse when there's an observer observing, and that's how we see objects. So I won't go into the technicalities of quantum physics over here, but to the extent science can expand to include consciousness as a fundamental component of reality, and then it starts exploring consciousness on its own terms, not as consciousness is manifested in matter. That means exploring brain states is one thing, but exploring conscious experience itself, that's another thing. So spirituality itself can be called science, in the sense that there is a well-defined, repeatable and verifiable methodology. So now in science there is theory and there is experiment. In spirituality there is philosophy and there is practice. So the philosophy aspect in science, in spirituality, like the theory aspect in science. So philosophy says there is a spark of consciousness. There is infinite consciousness. These are all postulates. And now the practice, the experiments are what enable us to prove or disprove the theory. Similarly, the practices are meant to give us higher realization. Now, can God be quantified? God, by definition, is spiritual. So, at a material level, he is not manifest. So, we cannot mathematically quantify him. The idea is that, as I told earlier, this world is given for us to explore our free will. So, if in this world God were an observable feature or a logically necessary proposition, then we would not have free will, because we'd be forced to choose that. So actually, but even now we can make that inference. Suppose we have somebody managing a particular system. Now, say if you are later on get a job in a computer company and you make a software, and that software works perfectly. It works so perfectly that you never need to call customer care. You enter the data, it processes right. Now, so somebody who has been using that, who comes to that that plant where the software has been used for a long time, they may come and start using the software, and they put this data, they get this result. It becomes so predictable for them, they take it for granted. And they think, yes, the software is always there. And nobody needs to manage it, nobody needs to maintain it, it's just working automatically. Now, a naive person would say, oh, the software is just there and it's working there. But a perceptive person would think, this software, if it is working so flawlessly without needing any maintenance, That means it must have been made by a masterly programmer. The brilliance of the programmer can be seen by how little the programmer is required after the program is made. Isn't it? Similarly, nature has been made by God to be causally complete. And somebody who is naive may say, okay, this just exists. See, all systems of thought have to begin with some starting assumption. So atheism or non-theism, you could say, it begins with the starting assumption that the universe exists with its laws of nature. Now we can ask the question, why should the laws of nature be there at all? Why should insentient matter behave according to laws that to understand require a high level of sentience? So theism holds at the starting point, this program didn't just come by itself. It's working so well that it does not require any maintenance. But that indicates its brilliance, the brilliance of its maker. So therefore, we will not perceive God at the physical level, because God is by definition non-physical. It's like asking, how much do I have to develop my hearing ability to smell a gulab jamun? No matter how much my hearing ability develops, the methodology is not right for the object to be perceived. Similarly, material progress won't lead us to perceive God as a quantifiable reality. But at the same time, for an astute observer, the causal completeness of material nature itself can point to God. Just like an excellent program which requires no intervention points to the brilliant programmer. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.